There's less than 24 hours to go before St. Petersburg voters finally will have a chance to vote this year, as Mayor Rick Baker leaves due to term limits at the end of the year. One dark horse candidate, 2005 general election runner-up Ed Helm, today received an endorsement from Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Ed Helm cares about people. I've known Ed for quite a few years now, and what I've seen in him is a real dedication to the public interest. People go into politics for various reasons, and Ed Helm is in politics, hoping to be involved in government service because he's dedicated to the public interest. He's tireless in his advocacy of the cause of the people. And he's someone who I think is very conscientious about matters like service delivery, which is going to be so important for a mayor.
It's not the first Washington-based endorsement that Helm, the controversial Democrat who ran and lost to Rick Baker in 2005, has received in the 2009 campaign. Earlier, former New Jersey Senator Bill Bradley and former Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton came out in support of Helm, who previously worked on Capitol Hill for decades as an attorney with the Office of the Solicitor and the U.S. Department of Labor. But Helm was one of 10 candidates vying to get in a possible runoff election, which would take place in November, if none of the candidates end up getting over 50% in tomorrow's primary election. Polls have indicated that former city council members Bill Foster and Kathleen Ford are leading, with Scott Wagman and Devron Gibbons not far behind. But with a strong amount of the electorate saying they're undecided as of late last week, one of the other six candidates could possibly break through. Dennis Kucinich was only 31 years old when he was elected the mayor of Cleveland in 1977. In 1979, he survived a recall election, but then was defeated for re-election later that year by now-Senator George Voinovich. But before he was turned out of office, Kucinich was successful in a battle against selling the municipal electric utility, as he spoke about today.
Utility rates are set by public service commissions, but they're also controlled whenever people have their own power system. And in Cleveland, from the beginning of the last century, we had our own power system, which competed with the privately owned utility, and through that competition was able to keep utility rates down for much of the last century, and it continues to do so. Public utilities essentially belong to the people. We have the right to own them, and if you don't own them, they end up owning you, because they can charge you exorbitant rates for utility service. Profits can be made without regard to how that impacts on family budgets. And so it's important to have someone in the office of mayor who looks for ways to try to keep utility rates low, whether it's having a municipal electric system in a competitive way, using the city's negotiating power to leverage lower rates, and during franchise agreements, finding ways to promote energy efficiency in a community using the power of the city, looking for ways to promote recycling and getting the city the economic benefit of it. I mean, and also St. Petersburg and all of Florida will look towards the power of the sun, which really is the greatest benefit in terms of long-term energy efficiency as well as clean energy.
Over the weekend, it was reported that Mayor Rick Baker has decided to honor the city's contracts with union employees, reversing his earlier decision to withhold $2.3 million in city raises. We asked mayoral candidate Ed Helm his thoughts.
Well, it's about time. We've got to honor our contracts. I'm a union man, and I was with the firefighters in their picket line when Baker refused to give them a contract. You know, I believe in treating employees fairly. I believe that we have a good group of employees, but they're poorly led. What is it said about American soldiers? That if they're properly led, there's nothing in the world that they can't do. I don't think we've had good leadership, and it's about time that Mayor Baker realized the contracts are meant to be observed and followed.
And this is your second run for office. Of course, you ran against Mayor Baker in 2005. Here you are, a huge field in tomorrow's general primary election, as it were. Ed Helm, somewhat of a controversial figure in some circles in Democratic Party politics in St. Pete. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be wonderful. I worked for 3 years in the early 90s to give us this option. I worked for Strong Mayor when I saw how closed council manager form of government was. and believed and had a vision that the people of St. Petersburg were adult enough to elect and select their CEO, their chief executive officer. So it's going to be an exciting time. And I think I'm more controversial in Republican circles, because when I was party chair, we increased the executive committee from 125 to over 300. And we took three seats away from the Republicans. We just won an election in Seminole that I was the campaign manager for. We have a Democrat on the Seminole City Council. That's what becomes controversial in a county that is actually marginally Democratic.